Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's going on, everyone? Jody Cameron, John Ritchie. It is 94 WIP. Great to be with you off and rolling on this Wednesday morning with the Phils. They lose again. 9 of 11. Not good. Ugly game by the bullpen. Not obviously a particularly sharp start for Mick Abel. And the bats just continue to not really get many extra base hits. Look, we'll get into it today extensively. We'll also talk about the Eagles quite a lot. Did the mandatory minicamp yesterday. Whole one day. But no, a lot of good vibes, obviously, as Eagles get ready for another season, training camp in 6 weeks. We also have last call for you today for Phillies tickets that we give away, and you can join us at the game today. You got a call to win. Please do so at 215-592-9494. Rich.
Hello, Joe.
Hello there, Johnny.
The longest sentence in English literature is 13,955 words long.
Wow, that's wild.
And it stretches across 33 pages.
That's a run-on sentence.
I would
think
so.
It seems like it must be. Yeah. And I'm seeing some indications that there are reports that Ulysses found its way in there. Like portions of Ulysses are in that sentence.
Well, I don't know what to say, man, other than that's weird.
Yeah.
Why? Why is what I think.
And the
Why?
Book was published in 2001.
Well, someone's being a...
Exactly. That's my point.
Someone's trying
yes.
to be, different.
One of those guys.
Strange.
So I guess they pulled it off. Phils didn't pull off a win last night. Look, you can react. Let's just attack it early here. Bullpen ugly. You know, James, you brought up the point yesterday. That's the thing I think, other than the hitting, I mean, I don't know which concerns you more, but they're both massive.
I know.
Right?
Yeah, they're both massive. It just feels like the bullpen's even further away, especially if we think about big outs in the playoffs.
Yeah, and they definitely have less accomplishment. I mean, at least guys like Castellanos, now you might not believe in them, have some accomplishment, certainly, in their career. Bullpen guys, I mean, there's not much accomplishment out there right now. So, last night you get the Taiwan Joe Ross, Carlos Hernandez thing. Carlos Hernandez giving up inherited runners, but, charged runs to Taiwan and Ross, and it wasn't good.
The Carlos Hernandez thing, it just feels like there's no line of defense. There's zero resistance.
And, John,
like,
he gets
it's like his third pitch tagged, right. His fifth pitch tagged,
right.
And it's not even a contest.
Well, this is a perfect example of them not doing enough. They picked up Carlos Hernandez off waivers before the season started. Yeah. He was cut by the Royals. They picked him up,
gross.
And now he's pitching for the Phillies. Like, think about that.
Yeah.
A guy who wasn't good enough to make the Royals bullpen is pitching for the Phillies.
Yeah, no, it's not good. And by the way, he's another example, and I've pointed this out a lot this year. He's one of those guys last night, there's no charged runs to him because it's inherited runners.
Yeah, sure.
So, like, his ERA improves.
I wondered on the one hit to Bohm, though.
Yep.
If he were more practiced at first base or if he were just, not 6'5" and sort of, lanky, would he have been able to make that play?
Well, I don't know.
Laterally.
I mean, earlier in the game, I'm forgetting the name, third baseman, new third baseman.
Otto Kemp.
Yeah, Otto Kemp should have made that play. No, in the end, it didn't matter. Phils got out of that inning, but he should have made that play. They're not a very good defensive team. So, look, right now they're not playing like a good team. They're just not. We'll take your reaction, 215-592-9494. By the way, basic facts about the Phillies. Now in the third wild card spot after the loss last night. Two different teams hopped them last night, so the Phils are in the third wild card spot. They're five games back of the Mets for the division, which is now kind of a chunky number. They're five games back of the Mets, and they are two games up on the Cardinals for that final wild card spot. So that's the standings. You can react, obviously, on Mick Abel, the bats, the whole deal. The Nola injury situation we'll get to, 215-592-9494. Let's get to the Eagles. There was a lot yesterday. Now, we're going to play a lot of audio through the show. We've got all sorts of audio from Jalen Hurts, from Saquon Barkley, from Nick Sirianni and others as they had their practice, and then they spoke publicly. And so we got a lot of good audio to play for you, and we will throughout the next 4 hours. Let's get into it, John, related to this coming season and this offense. I think the biggest thing for me that stood out yesterday were the series of answers from Saquon and Sirianni to an extent, but Saquon especially as the athlete on his body, how he feels, how he projects he'll feel, how he's prepared for the season given the toll last year, 488 touches, and we've talked about this, and how they can sustain greatness, obviously, you know, with him, we hope, still in his prime. I mean, we've seen with a guy like Bryce Harper, he might not be in his prime anymore. I would say most people would say he's probably not, which is sad. And Saquon, that day will come someday, and we hope it's certainly not this year. You just kind of don't know until you see it. So my mindset is they still need to lean on him quite a bit. Now, let me put up a cautionary flag to myself right away. I don't want them to have to, and I don't want them to. And I'm curious with everyone at 215-592-9494, if your instincts are that the Eagles...
You don't want them to lean into the run?
That's not what I'm saying. That's not what I'm saying. So hold on. First thing is, I just want to hear from everyone at 215-592-9494. Do you think the Eagles need to lean on Saquon as much as they did last year? Now, it's obviously going to get into a Jalen Hurts thing, a how good is the defense thing, a how good are the backup running back thing. Like, you got three different things there. So where I'm at, John, answer your question, I think they would be wise to distribute the ball elsewhere. I fear without doing so, they won't win as many regular season games, won't have home field advantage, and could very well lose in the playoffs on the road. So that's that's how I connect the dots. If they don't lean on Saquon as much, they lose an extra two games or so. They're on the road in January, they lose. If they do lean on him, they may run him into the ground. And I know they didn't last year, but I just feel like at some point you can't keep doing that. John, do you think they can get by with tremendous true greatness still with less Saquon?
I absolutely. This team should lean into our just star player offensively, but we don't need another 2,000-yard season. Yeah, we got to lean into what he does because it's what we do best, running it,
yep.
Whether it's him or it's our quarterback, Jalen, running it, or whether it's A.J. Dillon, or whether it's Will Shipley, whether it's, I don't know, Devontae Smith running it on some sort of tush push end around. We've got all sorts of ways to run the football, and that's what we are setting a new standard.
Do you think they have it in their bag? I guess this is a big part of the thing, and I want to hear from everyone, 215-592-9494. If they have to throw it eight more times a game, because I'd like to say the answer is yes, with a $250 million quarterback and two wide receivers that make either near or at $100 million. Like, I'd like to say, yeah, just throw it eight more. Because I'd really rather the ball, I'd want to rather have the ball be in Jalen Hurts and A.J. Brown's hands than A.J. Dillon's hands. All due respect to A.J. Dillon.
It's going to be.
I don't know about that.
It's going to be in A.J. and Jalen Hurts' hands more than A.J. Dillon's?
Well, meaning will it be eight more passes? Like, if it's six or eight less runs to Saquon, is it eight more passes? Or is it A.J. Dillon?
Because they're two different answers. What we're talking about now is A.J. Dillon, because look at the run the clock out at the end of the fourth quarter type stuff. I do think this team is going to be dominant by doing what we do, which is hand the ball off, which is ride and decide, which is, you know, pre-designed runs that you call and run, or the runs that you get to because Jalen says, okay, this box is light. I like this look.
Yeah.
Or, okay, this defense, we have great angles. If, you know, we got this personnel grouping, so we're going to run this run play. We're going to keep it on. This is a team that I mean, we have a creative and I'm hoping, I'm so excited to hear more about the Kevin Pitullo offense. I'm fascinated when Nick talks about Pitullo saying he's in front of the team teaching already at a new level because he didn't have to do the get to know the guys thing. You know, last year at this time, Kellen Moore was trying to get to know the whole team.
Right.
And then also install the offense while they're doing this one-day mandatory thing. Kevin Pitullo, 5 years later, he's already developed great relationships with all of these offensive players. And he's up there talking shop, teaching the offense just at a new and exciting level for Nick Sirianni. I thought that was really cool. But we're going to run, you know, Kevin Pitullo, the stuff that he's teaching, it's a balanced offense, a run and pass, but I'm excited to watch our run game wear down opposing defenses into nubs because that's what we do. But yes, we can lean into A.J. Brown putting it up over the top with aplomb.
Yeah, but here's the thing, though.
Dallas Goedert down the seams. Dallas Goedert with all sorts of option routes, stick nod, touchdowns here and there, everywhere. He's going to have his. Yes, we can do it all because this offense continues to evolve. The thing that stinks is it takes a step back every offseason as they recalibrate because of the new offensive coordinator thing. This offseason, it's a help. It's a massive help. It's a boost. So we're ahead of schedule because Pitullo has been here for so long already.
So look, 215-592-9494 to get into this. I think the question is, because it's not about leaning into A.J. Brown. We all know he'll catch the ball and he'll run. He'll play great. I mean, that's what he does. I guess what I'm getting at is if they give the ball less to Saquon Barkley, do you trust Jalen Hurts to lead that instead of A.J. Dillon? You know what I'm saying? Like, because now listen, maybe they won't trust Jalen Hurts. Last year, you guys know my theory. I don't think they
trust. Back to this now.
Yeah,
trusting Jalen Hurts.
Listen, John.
He finished
the season with two exceptional games. He was unbelievably mediocre, not horrendous, not good, mediocre in the passing game for about 4 months. That's a fact. I know people don't. James, you just seem not forget it or not want to acknowledge it.
Overrate it. Yes, I think you're wrong. I think that they had an all-time great running back having an all-time great season, and they leaned into that. Every time they asked Jalen to do what he needed to do, he did it. The Pittsburgh game, the playoffs. Like, when they needed Jalen to make plays, he made plays. Like,
He does. There's no question he makes plays. I am not pushing that aside.
They were winning. Why mess with something that was winning? Until the other team stops it, keep doing it. It's like, if you could run the same play every single time and get yards on it, you would.
Hold on. I want to drill down on something James said. This is important. Hold on. I agree with what James just said. And last year they could keep going, but this year they may choose not to.
And I think they should choose not to. I think they should be more careful with Saquon and let Jalen carry the team at times because he can.
So and Joe, what about the fact? Yep. Think about the fact that the defense, what the defense shows, is what in many cases, if we've got an RPO on, is what tells Jalen what to do.
Well, that's part of it.
Which is what you're hoping for more of, or hand it off.
So that's part of it, but I don't think it's all of it. I mean, I'm sure there's plenty of times last year they ran against a stacked box because, I mean, teams were stacking the box to stop Saquon Barkley, and he still was able to run it. I guess my concern is that they should lean on Saquon less, but I fear if they do, it makes them less effective. And then the question is, with a presumably lesser defense, and then Jalen, what does he have at this? What does he have? Like, I'll just ask everyone this question. Do you think Jalen Hurts is an elite passing quarterback? I'm asking that question. I'm asking the question, do you think they should lean on Saquon Barkley less? And I'm asking the question, do you think they will lean on Saquon Barkley less? James, do you think they will lean on him less?
Yes, a little bit. I think it'll still be a lot of Saquon. I think that, you know, they're willing to use him while they have him. Yep. But I think it will be slightly less. I don't think we're going to be at 482 if they get to the Super Bowl this year.
Reid, you trust if they go to Jalen Moore and say six more passes a game, do you trust him?
Did you trust him in the NFC Championship game in the Super Bowl?
They went to they shut Saquon down.
I'm going to answer your question. Yeah. Did I trust him in the moment? In the NFC Championship game, I was highly concerned going in. He outperformed my expectations.
And in the Super Bowl, they shut Saquon down. They focused on shutting him down.
They clearly did.
And so Jalen with his arm, the arm and legs, we keep forgetting how big of a part Jalen is in the running game.
Yeah, I guess part of what I'm getting at, though, is if you don't, if the other team knows you're not leaning into Saquon as much. See, this is where it gets tricky. If the other team knows you're not leaning into Saquon as much, is it easier to defend Jalen? I would think.
Yeah, but is it easy to defend him how? Throwing the ball, running the ball. He's got both of those.
He does.
I mean,
he does bring that.
That combination makes him, you know, that's what I think makes him elite.
All right. Well, look, 215-592-9494. I mean, I do think we're going to be deep in this conversation frequently because I think they will try to change it up. And I kind of hope for Saquon's long-term sake they do.
Well, you know, the history is not on their side. No running back that's ever hit 2,000 has ever hit it the next year.
No, yeah. And I bet you very few have probably even come too close. But we could.
Derrick Henry came close last year.
Did he? All right.
Oh,
well,
he
look.
Was closest, 1900.
But not that wasn't the year after, right? I mean, the 2,000 for Derrick Henry was further back, is my point. Anyway.
It was 2020 was his 2,000, yeah. I think.
All right, 215-592-9494. What do you make of all this? Do you trust Jalen if they lean on him more? Do you think they should lean on Saquon less? Do you think they will lean on Saquon less? There's a lot of aspects to this of how they can go about the offense. 215-592-9494. Plus your chance to win Phillies tickets for today's game. And we can all hang together and you can win those tickets. Coming up next, we'll tell you how. Joe Cameron, John Ritchie. It's 94 WIP.
If you've been thinking about putting off and replacing your old drafty windows, I'm telling you, now is the time to call Window Nation. They replaced all the windows in my home. The difference in my home's comfort during the summer is absolutely incredible. My AC runs less. The house is quieter, and frankly, it just feels more secure. And the offer they have right now is one of the best.
Rhea's absolutely right. I had my windows done by Window Nation too, and couldn't be happier. My kids couldn't be happier as well because the new windows make their rooms brighter, they feel cozier, and they stay cooler all at once. And Window Nation's offer is phenomenal. You buy four windows, you get four more completely free.
On top of that, you can get it done now with no money down, no interest, and no payments for 2 full years. It really is the smartest home improvement decision you can make, especially with their lifetime warranty and the fact their windows are assembled right here in the USA.
And you're getting the best of the best. Window Nation was just ranked number one by Forbes for best window installation companies. Act fast, though, because this incredible sale ends June 30th.
Get peace of mind for the summer and beyond. Schedule your fast free estimate with Window Nation. Call 866-90-NATION or online at windownation.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, Jetta Cameron, John Ritchie. It is, of course, 94 WIP. All right, AMA coming up at 7 o'clock today. You ask, and we will answer questions from Facebook, Twitter, and the text line, three ways you can get involved with the show in addition to regular phone lines. Speaking of answering questions, I'm sure we'll answer many from listeners at the Phillies game today. We look forward to it. We've already given away about 30 tickets over the last 3 weeks. Phil's afternoon game, rubber match of the series versus the Cubbies. Hate to say it, it kind of feels like it's going to be a loss just because.
Oh, Lizardo, what, has he given up 100 runs in the past
127 in two games. So they've lost 9 of 11. They ain't so hot, losing 9 of 11 for the Phillies.
That's why it feels like it might be a loss to you.
That's why. That is the reason why.
Are we trending a certain direction.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not up. Yeah, not,
correct.
Not up.
But Luzardo, doesn't it give you some confidence that we thought for sure they would figure out what he was tipping off?
They
or
apparently
there was something
have.
Going on.
Or yeah. He has said that he was apparently tipping or other teams were scouting something he was doing.
And so now he can't possibly go
well,
back.
Well, it'll be interesting to see. It'll be today will be a test to see if they've fixed it.
Yeah,
adjusted.
No, it's pretty much accurate. Well, we'll find out. So you can join us in the game. How you can join us through our show today, because we're giving away three different pairs of tickets. We'll tell you coming up in 1 minute how you can win the tickets today on our show and get involved at 215-592-9494. Hey, let me tell you about PI Dental Center. They're the best in the business. I was texting with Dr. Wolfinger over the weekend. PI Dental Center, with their decades of experience in complex dental treatment, and I've been a patient there now for a while, 2 decades. My mom, a patient there for 3 decades with Dr. Glenn Wolfinger and Dr. Robert Slough, both board-certified prosthodontists. They specialize in the restoration and the replacement of teeth. PI Dental Center are also the originators of the teeth in a day. That's a revolutionary treatment that delivers fixed teeth and implants placed for a dramatic transformation in a mere 1 day. If you're struggling with your teeth, maybe you're not. Maybe you're in good shape and want to stay in good shape. It's like the football team, in good shape, want to stay in good shape. I hope they do. Well, I hope if you're in good shape, you stay in good shape year-to-year maintenance and through PI Dental Center. But if you are struggling, and many people in society, major pain, maybe you don't like the way you look, actually creates a self-esteem issue. Well, know this, PI Dental Center can fix you up. They can change you. Get yourself there. Start with their website, PIDentalCenter.com. They're located in Fort Washington. Visit PIDentalCenter.com to request your new patient evaluation. All right. How can you win Phillies tickets today on our show? Not one, not two, but 3 different pairs will be given away. Now, it'll be 3 different winners. One person's not winning 6 tickets. 3 different people are winning 2 tickets. And when you do, get ready for a quick turnaround because the Phillies play at 1:05 today. And so you can join us this afternoon, but obviously, hopefully, you're off from work today and able to get down there. Otherwise, pull a Ferris Bueller and just take yourself out.
Ferris Bueller came out today in 1986, ironically.
It did?
Yeah.
Oh, isn't how that about wild? That? That is wild. All right, so we give away the tickets for today's game. Last call, tickets for this or any Phillies game available at Phillies.com. Here's how you win them today. Seltzer telling us before the show that he recently watched Willy Wonka, which is obviously a great, great, great movie.
And it's Schumacher's birthday today as well.
Sure.
So are you talking about the new Willy Wonka?
No,
or
I
you
just said Gene Wilder's birthday.
Okay,
the old one.
That's the old one.
All right, so James watched Willy Wonka, which is obviously outstanding. It's great. It's also weird.
Well, I'm in the weird category.
It's very weird. The Oompa Loompas, the people that go in like the microwave. I mean, there's a lot of weird going on. We'll ask you today, your chance. We need 3 different winners today. 215-592-9494. Who or what is weird, but good? Can't be weird and not good enough. That ain't going to work. Weird, but good. Best answer. Maybe you got to beat Dennis Rodman right out of the gate.
Mm.
All right, I'm setting the bar at Rodman. Who's weird, but good? 215-592-9494. Richie, who or what is weird, but good?
His name is Weird Al.
Weird Al is
yeah. He is so good.
He was good.
Always so good. The songs,
he was.
They sounded almost exactly like the real songs.
Yeah, it was something.
Except his voice was, you know, not the greatest, but very distinctive.
Yes.
So, no, unbelievable.
Weird Al was a unique part of American society. Devin, who is weird, or what is weird but good?
I'm going to go with Jim Carrey. Kind of similar lines of John Ritchie. Pretty weird dude, but very good.
So.
Very good
similar
comedian.
Similar lines with me?
Well, just that
Jim
they're both
Carrey.
In the entertainment industry.
Oh.
Yeah, no. Yeah. So Carrey obviously at times is doing an act, but I think he's probably legitimately weird, so
yeah.
I think that works.
Yeah.
His act certainly was weird. There's no question.
Amazing.
Seltzer, weird but good. A who or a what? What do you got?
I'll give you a what. You guys always give me crap for it, but the band Fish. A little weird, but they're good.
Okay.
Good answer.
All right. Listen, big answers abound. Put those thinking caps on. 215-592-9494. Weird but good. What do you got, Ray?
I know a lot of people think this is incredibly weird, but Scrapple, which I love.
Scrapple. Wow. Holy mackerel.
Sometimes you order it. I ask for it at places, and they're like, what is that?
Yeah. I haven't had it, honestly, for probably 30 years.
Oh, my God. I love it.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, out there, here's a tip. When you order, what's it called? The Eggs Benedict.
Yep.
Take out the pork roll sub scrapple.
Wow.
You will thank me.
Wow. All right. Look, 215-592-9494. Weird but good. Who do you got? What do you got? 215-592-9494. Your thoughts on the Eagles, should they dial Jalen back, will they? If they do, how effective will they? Excuse me, Saquon. If they do, how effective will they be? And then the Phils, everything. It's been messy. It's been like 2 weeks now. It's really not been good. And it's concerning, to say the least. All right, your reaction to all this, plus some of what Saquon said yesterday about the physicality, preparing for a new season after so many touches this past season. What he said, you'll hear it next. Show to Cameron John Ritchie. It's 94 WIP.
Whether you are a weekend warrior or competing at a high level, you are an athlete with goals, and NovaCare Rehabilitation is here for you with their Select Sports Center of Excellence. They are specialty locations that are focused on the needs of athletes. So if you're injured, NovaCare will help you get back to playing your sport. They'll also help you prevent injuries from happening, and they'll prepare you to compete at your highest level of performance. At all Select Sports Center of Excellence, athletes are treated for their specific injury, training needs, and goals. Most importantly, you're going to get care provided by sports-specific physical therapists using advanced training and technology. For more than 30 years, NovaCare has long been the trusted Delaware Valley and South Jersey leader in physical therapy, hand therapy, and sports medicine. Select Sports Center of Excellence. Just one more way NovaCare is helping to meet your needs. To learn more about Select Sports Center of Excellence, go to NovaCare.com today. NovaCare, the power of physical therapy.
Well, the Saquon thing was unbelievable last year. It's not impossible to imagine it could happen again. It's really not, because it just kept happening last year. So it wouldn't shock me if they lean back into it to the same extent. But I don't think it's advisable. I also think it's unlikely that he would stay as healthy as he did. I mean, he never had. So what are the chances he does? But look, I mean, he looked like Superman last year. Anything is possible with that one. All right, 215-592-9494. But what do you make if they do lean into him? Yes. Do you trust Jalen? Do you trust the defense? Do you trust the backup running backs? What would be the strategy there? Let's go to the phones. 215-592-9494. Get to Gary in Whitehall right now. Gary, good morning.
Good morning, everybody. How are we doing today?
Awesome, Gary.
That's great. Joe, I got to ask you a question.
Yes, sir.
Are you in cahoots with that pain in the ass Chris Sims that you're always busting on Jalen Hurts?
I've never spoken to the man in my life.
Okay, that's good, because you sound like him, though, because you're always busting on him. Why don't you have confidence that he can...
I think he's mediocre in the passing game. So if they have to do more of that, I think that's moving away from his strength. I mean, wouldn't you agree that's the weakest part of his game? He's exceptional with the running. I agree that he's very good with making the decision whether to run or pass in that mesh moment. But wouldn't you agree the actual passing game? And ironically, it's not even the throw. His throwing's fine. It's the decision-making that leads to the throw.
Pulling the trigger is what he's always struggled with.
I mean, wouldn't you agree, Gary?
I mean, the thing that's hard, the hardest thing for every quarterback, the thing that is
Processing's the hardest, not throwing the ball.
That's
processing.
What we're talking about. Decision-making, processing, that's the hardest part about being
but
a quarterback in this
John,
league.
I'm saying it's what he's worse at.
And the part, but here's the part that you impossibly don't understand that everyone else makes mistakes at that process also.
Do you agree he's worse at it than other aspects of his game?
Yes. I think every quarterback
Don't give me that answer.
Tom
Brady was better at processing than running.
I think.
All right, Gary, I'm going to ask you. I'm not getting a real answer from Richie. Gary, will you acknowledge, sir, that Jalen's processing is the worst aspect of his game?
I would say that, yes.
Thank you.
However, I don't want him to be a gunslinger either and throwing 25.
How do you know what he's processing?
I watch the games. I see when players are open and he doesn't throw the ball.
And how do you know
you don't see that?
That's the how do you know he's supposed to be looking guy?
Now you're making excuses.
Know what you're saying.
I know enough to know.
Okay, if his progression starts 1, 2, 3 and that guy is running a route and he looks open, he doesn't throw to
You're not gonna win that argument.
You're
not gonna win that argument.
Yet you make the argument anyway.
Okay. Gary, give me an answer. Who or what's good but weird?
I agree with John. You got to be able. You got to see it to throw it. If you don't see it, you don't throw it.
So, well, listen. I think his lack of height hurts him a bit. You know, and people don't want to hear that. But I've been saying that for a couple of years. That's part of why Goddard's not that effective across the middle. Goddard, they get those flare passes when Jalen is moving to his left, typically. And he's got a clearer line of sight. That's how they get Goddard the ball. But Goddard doesn't get the ball in the way Zach Ertz did, you know, 10 yards down the field, you know, through the middle of the line. That's not what they, because I think Jalen struggles to see it. And I'm not ripping Jalen with that. He's 6 feet tall-ish. I mean, it's not a strength of his game. That's why I think they get him out on the edge and try to get him away sometimes from some of those big offensive linemen and defensive linemen and clear a passing game, you know, at lane. All right, Gary, give me an answer.
Do that with all quarterbacks.
Yeah, but they do it with some more than others. I mean, they weren't getting Tom Brady outside that often. It was just like drop back and survey the field and fire the football.
Drew Brees was good at finding tight ends.
He was incredible.
Down the seam in the middle of the field.
He was an exception to that. Gary, give me an answer. Who or what is weird but good?
Here's something for you to try. Tangy Pickle Doritos.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Wow. All right. Fair enough. Well, that might check that out.
They have so many weird flavors now, the Doritos.
Might check it out. We'll see. All right, something Saquon said yesterday about, you know, getting ready for the season and his body and the physicality of it all. We'll get to Saquon and what he said coming up in a moment.
If you spent time building the right roster and earned the fans, then you need the best technology to back it up. Get rid of those flimsy tablets and slow computers and step up to the game changer in point-of-sale solutions for restaurants and bars, PDQ POS. Imagine a seamless and lightning-fast checkout experience for your customers that saves you money by cutting out those costly fees. Their state-of-the-art technology ensures that transactions are swift, secure, and hassle-free, but that's not all. PDQ Signature Systems is not just a POS system. It's a complete business management solution. Keep track of your inventory, easily manage your staff, and use real-time analytics to optimize your sales. Their user-friendly interface makes it simple for anyone to navigate. Join the thousands of companies that have already made the switch and upgrade to PDQ Signature Systems. Whether you have one restaurant or hundreds, PDQ will customize a POS solution for your specific needs. Upgrade to the professional point of sale. Visit PDQPOS.com. That's PDQPOS.com.
All right, so look, obviously, hopefully they can lean on Saquon as much this year. I tend to think they won't, and I tend to think they shouldn't, although I think if they don't, it'll hurt them, but we can go round and round. But Saquon, look, obviously he's a world-class athlete, to say the least. He's preparing for another season, and he wants to duplicate it. Who wouldn't want to duplicate it? Listen to Saquon yesterday talking about the physicality of the game, the offseason, and preparing for a new one.
The team obviously has a plan for you in terms of workload and managing that. Did you do any like research on your own or figure out what might work better for you this time around?
Yeah, my research was the coaches in here, Nick, Jamal. I have a lot of great running backs I'm able to reach out to. I have a lot of trainers that I work with and mentors that I trust. And, you know, kind of listen to your body, you know, going out there and, you know, not going too fast right away, letting your body heal. But the beauty of it is like, I don't know how many touches I had or how many yards, but it doesn't feel like it. I feel really good. I feel like I'm entering my prime. So just got to continue, have the mindset of listening to everyone, buying into what they want me to do, and whatever they do, try to do it to the best of my ability.
So it's a good answer. I mean, it's good to hear that he feels great. What would be fascinating to know, and I certainly don't know, is the McCaffreys of last year, the DeMarco Murrays entering 2015, did they feel something different after so many carries the prior year, after so many touches the prior year? I mean, I have no idea. John, I don't remember these guys talking about it. I mean, we weren't paying attention as Eagles fans to what McCaffrey was saying last June, you know? So, I mean, I don't know. But Saquon did sound confident yesterday. I'll say this. He sounded very confident yesterday, and that gave me a strong measure of belief that he can, you know, it might not be quite the same, but still carry a tremendous load, which I do expect them to lean. See, here's one of the things I think that really helps the, let's say, the cause to give him the ball almost as much. I think all those years he was buried in New York, and how much he had to feel weighed down by sort of not having a chance. It's like the Roy Halladay thing with the Blue Jays. Like, Roy Halladay could have gone 30-5. He still wasn't going to win the division when the Yankees and Red Sox were in that division. He had no chance. Saquon had no chance. And I tend to think that with Saquon having the chance to do so much now, that he's going to want to just bite it all off. And I mean that in a complimentary way. Like, do it now. He did reference yesterday, there's times this offseason he's dialed back, but he's dialed back for the purpose of preparing himself for the season so he can be as great as we all want him to be. And he also yesterday on his own brought up the Hall of Fame at one point, which I like that because I feel like this is one of those things where, again, like, he may not want to be dialed back at all once the regular season comes, and the Eagles coaching staff may choose not to. They never
I'm
did.
I'm positive he does not want to be dialed back. Why on earth would any competitor want to get the ball?
I mean, he said yesterday he wants to be the best running back that's ever lived. So I don't think dialing back is going to be a part of his plan.
But I do
But it's for long-term sustainability, and that's the difference.
I think he understands the art of the medical side and the health, the sports medicine, including all of that in the way he attacks this season. And he's going to go try to do this whole thing again.
He handled it well in the times. Yeah. Like, remember the Giants game? He said that, you know, do you want to go back out and set the record? No, I'm good. You know,
that was different. The game wasn't in the balance. The game was essentially over.
But I'm also going to go back to the last game of the year when, you know, he really did want the record.
No question.
And he handled it really well.
Oh, he did. Yeah.
So, you know, I think he maybe knows his body, you know,
knows it so much better than we can understand. Like, you get urges to, I don't know, you like certain cravings.
I get to eat potato chips.
Yeah, thirsty for a certain kind of drink. Yeah, like, he has honed his care for his own body to where it really does matter. You know, his body is telling him things, and he's communicating with these synapses, and he knows exactly what he needs nutritionally and workout-wise and everything else. This guy is getting the most out of himself.
Well, let's listen to Sirianni, because he also talked on this topic. It's going to be a big topic all year. I mean, again, 488 touches was a whopper last year. It was incredible. I mean, no Eagles player had ever touched the ball that much, you know, not counting a quarterback on snaps. Sirianni yesterday asked about, you know, did he even yesterday approach Saquon differently and limit his reps even in that practice? Here's what Sirianni said.
Yeah, everybody's always, we always kind of think about every one of our players individually, the reps that they're getting, what's good for them, how their body's feeling. I've said this before. That takes everybody, right? That takes myself, the players talking to me, the players talking to the strength and the trainer, strength staff and the trainers, where we are. So, everybody kind of had individualized plans like they always do. I mean, we kind of monitored everybody as we went. We got a lot of good work in. Saquon got a lot of good work in. Yeah, I'm pleased with how the off-season program has went. We got another day, obviously, today. I'm looking forward to that.
Sorry, one of the things that'll be interesting is even, do they put him, for instance, on what I call the B West plan? Now, John, this was after you played with Brian, later in his career. I mean, there were stretches of the regular season where he would just not practice that much because they were just saving him for Sunday. And I don't know that the Eagles, you know, will lean into that with Saquon. And I'm not advocating they should. I don't know. I mean,
they did it with AJ last year, didn't they? There was a lot of times
they picked their spots at times.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because of his knee.
Yeah, he had some like lingering injury.
Devin, do you think they dial Saquon back a bit, a lot? What do you think?
I think it's just going to call for a game time situation. Like if they need Saquon to touch the ball a lot in a certain game, then I think that they won't hesitate to do that.
See,
but
and
now
I think
they have
will...
a guy like A.J. Dillon in case they need someone else.
See, here's the thing. I think they will need him because the defense is not going to be as good. You know I don't trust Jalen the way the four of you do.
Mm-hmm.
And look, A.J. Dillon, I don't know. We'll see. I mean, is he going to be...
Will Shipley also looks good.
I like Will Shipley a little bit. A guy like A.J. Dillon... maybe will be really good, and it'll be like LeGarrette Blunt when he got here, or maybe he'll be like that guy. Who's that guy from Seattle? Who's that guy?
Oh, my gosh.
Rashad Penny.
Yeah. Like, I don't know. I don't know if A.J. Dillon's... I don't know if he's Rashad Penny or...
Well, he's
LeGarrette
never been
Blunt.
Even as good as Rashad Penny. I mean, A.J. Dillon has been a change of pace back in Green
Dillon
Bay. It's not like he's ever really gotten the opportunity. Yeah, like, I think Will Shipley is the backup running back.
I do, too.
Yeah.
Look, I think Shipley last year looked decent. He looked decent. But with that said, from Saquon to a decent is still a tremendous drop-off. Now, look, Kenny Gainwell got in there and did a nice job last year and did a nice job for a couple years. I mean, maybe they – we'll say it's going to be a fascinating element of this coming season. Let's go to the phones, 215-592-9494. I think a big part of this is also the defense won't be as good. So to Devin's point, like the lean on Saquon when they need him, my point is I think they're going to need him quite a bit because I think they're going to have to score like – 5 more points a game or something.
And my point is, like, if the situation calls for it, I don't see them saying, oh, well, let's not give it to Saquon in order to preserve him, especially early on in the season. I just don't think that that's going to be their mentality. Their mentality is going to be, you know, focus on this week and the present and win now.
I tend to agree with you, but I don't know that that's the right decision.
I think as long as he's healthy and he feels good, you listen to the player.
It reminds me a lot of the
able to do.
To me, it reminds me a lot of the Phillies bullpen and the main guys. Am I just going to keep leaning on Kirker and Strom? And now, right now, you don't even want to.
Did you just compare Saquon to the Phillies bullpen?
Well, but yes, because it's the
offensive to Saquon.
No. It's about the strategy of leaning. Look, guys, you guys know I still think they overcooked Kimbrel. I think it might have cost them a World Series 2 years ago. I really believe that. I mean, Kimbrel eventually was going to hit a wall. He obviously has now.
He's hitting a wall in several cities.
I'm well aware of that. I just don't think he had to hit a wall that year, but they overcooked him.
Oh, 100%.
I think Fregosi overcooked Mitch in 93.
Well, there's no doubt he did.
Right? I mean, and Larry Anderson and David West, the whole freaking bullpen by the end we shot.
Roger Mason is remembered more by Philadelphia than probably most of his family.
Yeah. All right, to the phones. I agree with you. Tim in Swedesboro. Tim, good morning.
Good morning, guys. How y'all doing, ladies and gentlemen?
Doing great, Tim.
Good, buddy.
Gentlemen.
I have a question about, I don't even know how to, what the hell is Chris Sims thinking?
So what's the deal? He's got him 11?
Yeah.
10.
Yeah, it's too low.
He's got Baker above him. He's got Stafford above him. Mind you, who beat who?
Yeah.
And he's got Justin Herbert. Seriously, dude.
So here's what Sims is missing. He's missing Jalen's impact in the running game. And he's evaluating him too much through the prism of just like the old classic quarterback, of which if it was just based on passing, Jalen would not be in the top 10. But you can't discount. So here's the thing. Like growing up, Tim, I was watching college football, and there's a guy like Tommy Frazier, man. I mean, he was the best quarterback in college football that year. He was the best quarterback. And he couldn't throw well. Tim Tebow, same type of thing, couldn't throw well. But they were great runners and, by the way, also great leaders, like the way Jalen is. And so you had a scenario where that type of attack worked. No one in pro football thought to do it for like 70 years. And they're like, hey, let's do this stuff. And Jalen's
great. No, they thought to do it. They said it wouldn't work.
Well, I was okay, fine. They thought to do it, but
never work in the NFL.
It was a fleeting thought. It was a fleeting thought.
Yeah. Gadgets.
And they said, oh, look, the Wildcat, it's not that stuff, that college stuff, it'll work for a second, but then NFL defenses will figure out
too
a way
fast
to stop
and all that. Yeah. And so, Tim, I think that where Sims is ignorant is that he hasn't realized the impact Jalen has in the running game.
You know what Sims's problem is? 3 years ago, was it? He didn't even put Jalen on his top 40, and he's been trying to justify it ever since.
Well, he seems like a stubborn mule.
I mean, it's ridiculous to put him at 10. Regardless if you think he's elite and in the top four, 10 is just somebody going, at some point, me leaving him off the top 40, I'm going
to
be correct.
Now, Tim, I'll say this. I think it's possible Jalen gets back to 10, but guys that were in that range got to reprove themselves to pass him. Dak is below him until he passes him. San Francisco's guy, the Texans dude. CJ. Like there are quarterbacks that I think can pass Jalen, but they have to reprove themselves. Those guys all took a step backwards last year. Go ahead, Tim.
Well, my thing is, what did Justin Herbert accomplish to have him above Jalen?
Well, he hasn't.
What? Exactly.
Yeah.
So when I heard John Johnson read the list this morning, I thought, oh my God, I can see why he made him more.
But Tim, what's the big but? What's the big but? Here's the answer. How would any of those quarterbacks look if they had the number one defense in pro football, great wide receivers, great offensive line, and Saquon Barkley?
They would look the exact same.
No, they wouldn't. That's not accurate.
Lamar had that 2 years ago.
No, hold on.
Tim,
that's not accurate. Justin Herbert would be winning more games if he had the number one offensive line, great wide receivers, and the number one defense in Saquon Barkley. So he would look different. He obviously would look different.
Yes.
Okay.
I agree.
Okay.
So what I'm saying is I'm just not understanding, and I'm not trying to argue. You know, I'm just trying to, like, understand why, like, he has this Super Bowl MVP, 1-2, if I'm not mistaken.
1-2 what?
Like, he went to one Super Bowl.
Yep.
He appeared in two.
Yep.
But these other guys, like, I know they don't have what we have.
Well, I answered the question for you. He's underrating Jalen's running, and he's being stubborn. They're the two main things. Tim, give me an answer. You can win the Phillies tickets for today's game. Who or what is weird but good?
Okay, I actually have a food that I've actually been having for years. So, a bowl of Rice Krispies with chocolate syrup.
Wow. Well, I mean, I've never heard of it.
Doesn't sound bad.
That sounds awesome.
I do that a lot, like with dessert. I would prefer if you like melted chocolate chips and then put the Rice Krispies in. Then we'd really be talking. But the chocolate syrup's fine.
All right. I mean, I've never heard of it, so I guess it's the very least weird. It sounds pretty good. Look, 215-592-9494. We also have our Twitter poll questions of the day, both brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. Check out Armin's certified one-owner pre-owned pickup trucks and SUVs at ArminChevy.com. That's ArminChevy.com. Together, let's drive. First poll question, trying to assess Jalen in the passing game, because we all know he's phenomenal in the running game. Passing game. For the majority of last season, how would you describe Jalen Hurts' performance in the passing game? A, great. B, good. C, mediocre. Get voting. And, of course, you can weigh in on the phone lines. Second poll question. Which is more important for the Phillies to make a trade for? And obviously they got now under 2 months to do so. And a lot of people want them to do it like this week. More important to make a trade for, an outfielder or a relief pitcher? Man, that's a tough one. I think it's a tough one. Joe to Cameron, John Ritchie, get voting, get calling. 215-592-9494.
Tasty Cake has a treat for every John. Peanut Butter fans, they've got candy cakes. They're the chocolate-coated cakes with a creamy layer of peanut butter inside. Do you like the simple classics? Crimpets, light sponge cakes topped with rich icing. Donut lovers, well, they've got options for days. Frosted mini donuts, powdered mini donuts, and do not forget about the delicious new dip and stick flavors. I mean, there are so many uniquely satisfying treats to choose from. I prefer the lemon pie. It's been my favorite since I was a kid. That is no surprise, though, because it's Tasty Cake. Except no substitutes.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow the Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.